Prosoro is still the king of fungicides. Its fast action and long residual make it an excellent defender of grain quality and yield, and the enemy of both head and leaf diseases. When your goal is better grain quality and even higher yields, use Prosoro fungicide at its recommended high rate of 8.2 fluid ounces per acre, and the crown of higher profit could be yours. Learn more at Prosoro.us. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
All right, thanks a lot. Yesterday in Arizona, what's called an unprecedented meeting of diverse producer organizations to identify issues and discuss potential solutions. In the same room at one time, NCBA and RCAF USA. Now that's historic to begin with. But let's talk about all the issues that we mentioned before the break with the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, New Rockford, North Dakota farmer, rancher, Jeff Schaefer. How are you doing today, Jeff?
Good afternoon, Mick. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, no complaints other than let's get some rain in here, huh?
The forecast is encouraging. Let's hope it comes to fruition.
For sure. All right. Well, I don't know. Do you have any inside information or any reaction to or information on that big meeting yesterday?
You know, I've seen probably the same press releases that were released yesterday or this morning, and, you know, it was encouraging, and I just want to give a big shout-out and a big thank you to Larry Snell, the president of the LMA, you know, for bringing this together. You know, on May 10th, you know, you were right, NCBA met, but along with that was American Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, RCAF, and the United States Cattlemen's Association, met in Arizona to try to hammer out some of these concerns, you know, that we face in the beef industry. And they agreed on three immediate action items. One was creation of a cattle contracts library. These are regional and independent processors. And a conclusion of the DOJ investigation into packer activity. And, you know, I think from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, we have policy that supports all of this. And I think it's great that, you know, we came out with a united voice on this to address some of the concerns facing us.
Well, for sure. Well, let's talk, first of all, with the concentration of the packer industry. We got four big ones that control over 80% of the processing of cattle in the USA. And right now, their profits are, what, $800 to $1,000 a head? Something ain't right there.
Right. You know, profitability for the cow-calf producer is the most important to the Stockmen's Association. And we started the path of trying to educate ourselves and try to bring fixes forth. Last convention, we had USDA up and representative from Packers and Stockyards just trying to figure out what's going on in the industry and try to come up with a fix. We didn't get here overnight. I'm not sure that we're going to get out of this quickly, but we've got to continue the conversation and figure out what's right for the beef industry in the state.
Yeah. What type of oversight could the government provide to or for the packers out there that would add some transparency and price discovery for the independent, for the cattle producers?
You know, that's a loaded question, and I think some of the answers are going to come out hopefully from this Department of Justice investigation. You know what's legal and what isn't legal, and if there is something illegal, let's address that immediately and move forward from there.
Sure. All right. The Packers and Stockyards Act, I think it was, 1919 that got? So we're 100-some years into the Packers and Stockyards Act, but enforcement is maybe a little lax, would you say?
You know, I don't know. There's all kinds of these assumptions floating around, and I don't know if I want to go on record and say lax, but I think, you know, we definitely need the DOJ investigation conclusion of that report. And we need to have the DOJ and the USDA at all times monitoring the activities within the industry.
Okay. You mentioned a cattle contract library. Describe that a little bit.
You know, I think it's one more tool in the toolbox, Mick, and there's a lot of deals out there. And right now, the basis contracts or some of these contracts are not required by LMR versus the negotiated cash. So I think it's information. So if we know what some of these deals are being made at these feedlots, you know, big or small, we know what some of the price of cattle are getting. So we at least have a benchmark where to start pricing some of our cattle.
I think a lot of people just don't understand or see the captive supply, the ownership of the cattle for what, the last 60 up to 90 days of their life before they are harvested and slaughtered. The level of captive supply and the capacity of the packers to control the cash price, that is obviously a thing that needs to be, something that needs to be looked at.
Oh, absolutely. Any time that we have some, I'm hopeful that through that investigation of the DOJ or the USDA, we're going to come up with some of these answers to some of these tough questions.
Sure. All right. USDA's livestock mandatory reporting system is again, that need the that was one of the outcomes of this meeting, expedite the renewal of the LMR, the livestock mandatory reporting system. We don't have any USDA livestock reporters anymore out there.
No, and I remember reading those reports, you know, and I miss them. And, you know, we have to renew that. I believe it comes up for renewal every 5 years. And I know one of the fixes is to try to get these formula-based prices included in there with the negotiated cash. And that would, in addition, to form that contract library that we just got done talking about. So it's just another tool in the toolbox to know what the pricing of cattle has been for that week.
Yeah. I remember talking to Paul Henry almost every day at the West Fargo Stockyards, and those days are gone.
They are, you know, and you could see them, you know, online or different apps, and yeah, it was another tool in the toolbox, and the industry needs more tools in the toolbox.
Yeah, all right. The Department of Justice public investigation of the packers and again the oversight. What would you like to see out of that investigation?
You know, the Stockman's Association called for that investigation after that Holcomb fire. It seems like it's been a long time in coming, but we look forward to some kind of resolution coming forth or a report out of that department.
All righty. Okay. Hey, Jeff, let's call this discussion done. I think that let's hope that there's we get a little more resolve of these wide-ranging important issues. And hey, let's talk about what's going on the Schaefer Ranch here this spring. How are the calves, and are you done with your calving?
We are done, Mick. We just got done here recently, and you know, herd health is getting to be one of those things. We got some dust blowing in the lots and dustimony. We've treated a few. We definitely need the rain that's in the forecast. Grass is green, but it's definitely not growing. We know we'll be feeding cows through the summer. Hay supplies are minimal at best, and water supplies are about the same. The James River right north of us did not run this spring, so
wow.
It's not many springs that the James River doesn't run. Not that it's a big river, but it usually runs in the spring.
Well, it's not a big river around New Rockford, but man, if you get south of Jamestown, it is a big river. And I guess the concerns for the folks down south in Huron, even where it is a big river, their flow is likely going to be shrinking here over the unless we get some big rain. I was talking to a guy yesterday who said that we have it's a 12-inch deficit. Obviously, we don't want 12 inches all at once, but an inch or two, would that make a huge difference? That would get the pastures to green up, wouldn't they?
Oh, man, any kind of rain would help. You know, an inch or two soaker would be just absolutely what the doctor ordered. And, you know, everyone, just mental reprieve on producers, it would help a lot.
Yeah, all righty. And you're not turning the cows out to the pasture just yet? Are we in that 3 to 4 leaf stage in the pastures yet?
Boy, at best, Mick, you know, it's green, but it's just plain not doing anything, and we're not going to turn out early. I would anticipate we're going to feed another 3 to 4 weeks for sure.
Wow, and this is going to shorten you for the feed in the fall, isn't it?
It is, you know, thank goodness we were blessed with a nice winter, so we are fortunate to have some carryover so we can do that. I know some people are counting the bales and are going to end up turning out. Seems like every producer is in a little different state as far as hay supplies, and generally speaking, we're limited.
Yeah. All right, well, we're coming up on the time where Spring Roundup is going to be happening for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. That should be a good time to get together and talk about some of these issues with everybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great to see fellow members and beef producers, six stops in the state. And we'll talk about what we've been working on and the legislative process and all of that. So it's always great to get together and meet everybody throughout the state.
Yeah. As Stockman's president, are you obligated to go to all of them? And will you be able to go to all of them?
Oh, you bet. I will be there at every one of them.
All right. Super. Well, again, Jeff Schaefer, president, North Dakota Stockman's Association. Thank you very much for the visit on these very important and issues that are coming to light. And again, an unprecedented meeting with all these organizations yesterday. Let's hope that we get some resolve, huh, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know, and thanks for Larry for pulling it off. Hope we can continue these constructive and positive conversations and try to move forward as a unified voice.
Yeah, I think that's why Larry wears a white hat all the time. He's one of the good guys, right?
He is an awesome guy. You know, he's one of our very own longtime member, and he's a great beef producer advocate.
For sure. Larry Schnell, good one. All righty. As you are, too. Jeff Schaefer, thank you very much. Wish you a good rain starting tomorrow up there around the New Rockford area. Thank you for the visit.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mick.
You bet.